mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'll take a few calls right now. And I'm going to come back, cover a few news articles, go back to calls. We've got a guest coming up about the latest developments with the national toll roads and some of the subterfuge involved by the toll road control grid pushers. Now that's coming up as well, plus more on the national ID card. Dick Cheney says, watch out, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Reuben in Ohio. Welcome, Reuben.
Hey, Alex, I would like to say resistance is essential. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry, my phone died. But I'm up here in Ohio, and there's a local radio station, and when Fahrenheit 9/11 came out, I called the guy up and told him the actual facts of 9/11, you know, and that I'm a conspiracy theorist and I'm a nut. And I've told him a number of things, sent him all your videos to him, and when I call up every time, you know, he knows who Alex Jones is and PrisonPlant.com. I've mentioned so many times he mentions it for me, but he continues to ridicule me in the subject matter. Well, today he has Colonel Dave Hunt on talking about his latest book, They Just Don't Get It. And I called up, tried to get on, and he wouldn't put me on with this guy. And, you know, as ignorant as I am on worldly affairs, I could have tore him apart on a number of things just from him saying that, you know, Osama's still out there and terrorists and things. Do you have any, do you have the skinny on this Colonel Dave Hunt? Is he CFR or anything?
I don't even know who he is. I mean, if you were able to get through, or just get through on another day, you may have had too many calls to get to you. Call in on another day and go, well, Muzzy Krongard, the number three at the CIA, says the government doesn't want to capture bin Laden. And the host will go, that's ridiculous. And this is a challenge. He'll sense your confidence and won't do it. Say $10,000. He told that to the Times of London and the Associated Press. And he won't take the bet, and he'll look like a fool. Or if he does, you'll get $10,000.
Times of London and the Associated Press.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thanks for the call. Great points. I appreciate that call, Reuben. Good job. it's ridiculous. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex. I'm from New Jersey. I call a couple of times. Always.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Just real quick, I'd like to praise your films. All of them I watch at least one a day so I can rebuff my mind and be able to argue everybody.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Oh, they're unbelievable. I had an interaction with the police last night, but actually you mentioned a couple things that I'd like to talk about.
Sure, go ahead.
I called my mayor the other day to try and set up a town hall meeting to revoke the Patriot Act in my town. I was wondering the best course of action to do this.
Well, there are about 20 different, or more than that, proposals and different plans. A plan I wrote up, a plan others wrote up. There's some other plans out there that are watered down. And you just print those off online, the resolutions. We have a form letter. You change the name to your town or your county, and you then go and have a meeting with a city council person, find one person that agrees with you that will bring it up, bring a little pamphlet, a little file of mainstream news articles praising other towns that have done it, and just go in your suit and tie and bring it to them.
And you have that form on your website?
Yeah, it's in different versions of the law, of the resolutions, yeah.
Okay, I can find that. And then the story that I had, real quick, last night I was driving home. It was 2:30 in the morning, obviously, when all the drunks were out. I wasn't. And there was a car tailgating me real close. Had no idea who it was. I'm like, all right, this is kind of spooky. Pulled off, pulled over onto a side road, still following me, making erratic turns all over the place. So I'm thinking, this guy's drunk, following me. Don't know.
No,
what's
that's
going
how
on.
The police drive now.
Oh yeah, exactly. You got my story. So I pull over to the side of the road. He pulls up next to me. It's the cop. I'm like, oh, right, whatever. Turn off the car. Get out of the car. Make it look like, you know, I'm there. Like, what a jerk. I pull
you may
away.
Be Al Qaeda, yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. You know, I have a shaved head. I've already been accused of being Al Qaeda once. I actually called you about that a couple months ago. But he pulls us over. Starts getting belligerent with me. I'm like, look, dude.
Tell you what, I got Debbie coming up for about 3 minutes. Then I'll go back to you, then I'll cover news. Just stay there. I want to hear the rest of the story. But real fast when we get back. And then we'll get to Jeremy and Dave and Fred and many others. We got a lot of news and stuff to cover in a short time to cover it all. So stay with us.
Alex Jones.
Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Let's go back to your calls, and then I'm going to get into this news. Vietnam War veteran recounts horrors of prison and how it ties into what's happening in 2005. On multiple fronts here domestically and internationally. We were just talking to Brian in New Jersey. So, Brian, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're out driving around. You were telling us the story. There's this car right on your tail tailgating you. It's driving erratically, swerving up beside you. Were the lights on when you pulled over?
Okay, so I pulled over into the side street because at this point I still...
But has his lights ever been on?
No. His lights were not on at this point. He was just completely tailgating me.
Yeah, trying to get your license number.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Whatever he was doing, he was on my butt for a long time, and I was a little afraid. I had no idea who it was. Pull over. He pulls up beside me and pulls away. Fine. I drive away. Finally, he pulls up behind me again. I guess he had nothing better to do. Now he puts his lights on, pulls me over. At this point, when he comes up to my window, he asks me why I made that turn. I told him exactly what I just told you. There was somebody on my butt. I didn't know what was going on. I was a little afraid. I realized it was you after I pulled over to the side of the road. At this point, he asked me to get out of the car and open my door. I asked him why. He said because he was the boss. I wanted to have a reason. Well,
he said, I'm the boss.
Oh, that's exactly, just like that. Because
well,
I'm
don't
the
you
boss.
Know they're our owners? For our own good, we work for them now. That's called freedom.
Oh, I know.
Like it was in Russia and China, but go ahead.
I was more than willing to get out of the car. I just wanted a reason. My legs were turned aside. I was ready to get out.
So he said, I'm the boss.
Right. And I said, well, I understand that, but I'd like to know why you're asking me to get out of
the
car.
But he's not the boss. He's a servant. He has to have probable cause.
Exactly.
They're not the authorities, the officials. They are servants.
Yep. So
notice how they changed the words, though, now. We're civilians. They're military. Go ahead.
So I get out of the car. I'm still asking questions as I'm walking towards the back. Why am I being pulled over? Why am I this? Why am I that? I'm the boss. Continues to do this. So I know that he must think I'm drunk or something. So just to antagonize him, I'm standing on one foot, completely balanced. This has to be pissing him off, but whatever. I'm a little pissed off myself.
Please watch your language. A lot of children listening.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Go ahead.
And he continues to question me. I'm answering all of his questions fine. As soon as he realizes that he's in the wrong, he gets completely polite with me. I'm sorry. You know, you can get back in your car, gives us all of our information back, and lets us go. But just the fact that he was tailgating me that entire time, making erratic turns. He drove in the other lane for 2 or 3 seconds, which is why I thought he was drunk. It made me just irate.
Did you hear my story last week of the cop almost hitting me?
No, I didn't.
No, it's an interesting call. Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate the call. Look, I'm not against police. I have a lot of family that are police and military. But that wasn't really a bad cop. I mean, a lot of them, if they even think they're in the wrong, they're still going to find something. They're going to get in your face. I've had them pull me over and do stuff like that, and as soon as they realize you're not in the wrong, they are nice. They're pretty mean until otherwise. But last week, I'm driving to work. William Cannon, I described it as, well, great white sharks feeding on tuna, but really great whites don't do that. Maybe blue thrasher sharks. They'll swarm around and get people in the fish in a group and then just streak through them, gobbling them. A better analogy would be, you know, fish in a barrel, as long as we're using the aquatic example. And every morning, I drive exactly 40 miles an hour. They're motorcycle cops, squad cars. I mean, you talk about speed trap, this place should be on the map. All of William Cannon. I mean, it just goes on, and they're just pulling people over left and right. So I'm always going 40. And I've seen cops pull out from behind trees and pull out from the grass and pull out from behind stores and drive somewhat recklessly. But this cop car jumps out from behind some trees. There's just a sidewalk of trees. Just flies out. I mean, 10, 15 feet, folks, from cars going 45 miles an hour to chase a pickup truck and to give him a ticket. Because that guy was going like 50. And I'm back behind this, and these cars in front of me all swerve. They almost hit each other. And I'm like, you know, if I did that, I'd get in trouble. And I've had police, when they're running my plates, there's no reason to get right up on my tail. I guess to see how I'm going to act. Right up, you know, on my hind end. And I've seen them with other people, you know, pull up beside them, look at them, whatever. And there are like these Billy bad boy type individuals that in the past they would not put up with. Police forces would not put up with this type of unprofessional behavior. And this guy could have killed people. He could have killed himself. I mean, jumping out, I mean, literally, folks, this squad car just exploded, spewing grass like it's Dukes of Hazzard or something. What was the guy's name? One of them was Enos. Sheriff Roscoe Pico Train. That's right. He might have had Flash in the front of the seat with him. I mean, look, you need somebody to tell you to stop it. Because let me tell you, you were the one that was going to get T-boned by that Silverado that almost hit you. And those are the most dangerous type of accidents, they say. So, statistically. So I'm not against you. I mean, somebody needs to put you back in your place. I mean, it's not my place to be jumping out in front of cars. Frankly, if I was a police officer and I saw somebody, a civilian as you call us, pull out in front of someone consciously like that, and I pulled them over and I said, did you do that on purpose? And they said, yes, I'd arrest them. Now, if it was a mistake and they weren't looking and they were idiots, so you better be careful. But, I mean, if I was a police officer, I would have arrested someone doing that. That was reckless driving. See, I don't believe there should be speed laws. Like, they don't have that in Europe, most areas. But you recklessly drive, you're going to jail. I believe that you should be arrested for recklessly driving because that's endangering people's lives. And I'm going to tell you, the worst driving I see out there is police. And I'm tired of it. Being with my family and this cop car, and just zooms right around you. And then zooms up, and the lights aren't even on. I mean, it's one thing if they've got, you know, some killer robbing a bank or something. All right, now see, I've just burned too much time there telling that story. Your calls will come up in a few minutes. Let me jump into this news here. This is News 8. I read this over the weekend, and I have researched this. This is an accurate report, News 8, Austin. Vietnamese war veteran recounts horrors of prison. The University of Texas Vietnamese Student Association observed the 30th anniversary of the fall of Saigon on Saturday with a banquet and a vigil called Black April. The fall marks the day the United States pulled out of Vietnam, ending the war. The event's keynote speaker was a Vietnamese war veteran who witnessed many atrocities during the war. Michael Du spent 6 years in the Vietnamese military forces, and even though the horror of the war still lingers in his memory, it was what happened afterward that forever changed his life. 1 month after April 30th, they broadcast on radio and television for all of the officers to go to what they called a new school, to learn to study the new policy, but actually it was a prison, Du said. It's like our public schools are becoming. At age 28, after serving 6 years in the infantry and Air Force and having seen and done so many things, Du was made a prisoner. And what was supposed to be a 10-day re-education turned into 10 years of torture and starvation. We had only 2 spoons of rice a day and nothing else but salt water for a whole year. Those were only 3 times we had a little piece of meat, no vegetables, and that's all we had for a whole year, and we survived on catching whatever moved, he said, like bugs and lizards. I've interviewed vets who were in there for like 5-6 years, and that's what they'd eat. Roaches were, they never said more delicious. Life became so excruciating, and Du worried about his family so much that he did the only thing he could do to survive. He tried to forget. The family, the wife, your mother, your children, get rid of them from your mind. Think nothing about them because you think and you finally, you can't help them, Du said. Finally, 10 years later and after enduring so much, Du was finally released, but he still wasn't free. They still watch my every movement, he said. In 1990, Du brought his entire family to the United States. It was his first taste of freedom and of a new life. It's like from hell to heaven. When I stepped on that soil May 9th, 1990, I felt reborn. I got a new life, he said. Since moving to the United States, Du has worked for the CIA counterterrorism program and received his bachelor's degree in engineering and a master's in management. Du and his family now own a dry cleaning business in Pflugerville. I want to get Mr. Du on the broadcast. I wonder if he'll come on, though. He'll probably research who I am and decide he better not, or he might lose his job at the CIA. And does Mr. Du have to do some things that might be bad to keep us safe from the commies? It's all the same system. It's all command and control. Now, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm going to try to get him on. But look at America. I mean, I have video on my website right now of tanks being used on protesters in L.A. I have articles on my website right now that show out in the open what went on at a major university. Boy, I knocked that microphone almost across the room trying to find the article. And they're choking the people. They're protesting their tuition going up. They're sitting in the soccer fields, and they say you're not allowed to have a protest. So they march over, and it's just, he goes on and on as they bend hands until they're at the point of breaking, bend wrist, as they grab young women, men in black uniforms, with black gloves, choking them. The young women pass out, and they fall on the ground. When they wake up, the cops begin choking them again. I mean, choking people. And it's, well, this is a compliance move we use. It's not torture. And it's like Alberto Gonzalez in his memos. He says, we can torture people. He says, we can put stress on people until organs fail and they die. If we didn't kill them on purpose, it's not even torture. Now, that's in the public memo. Raping women in front of their husbands, raping children, raping people with huge objects, dripping with battery acid. I mean, this is what the Army admits? Battery acid? Jeffrey Dahmer did that. Acid. I mean, and it's perverted, it's sick, and this is the exact type of garbage the North Vietnamese did. And I've talked to people. I have friends this happened to. Okay, they did this to thousands of our people. And our government did it too in Operation Phoenix. And the excuse was, well, we've got to do this because we're fighting them and they do it. See, when you start doing that, then it becomes mainstream. Unbelievable. We'll be right back with more news, more calls. Stay with us.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Pope John II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he's canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ has asked us to honor his mercy. In return, Christ promises to take care of you. Christ will grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in his mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal his love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out his mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com and get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. For a free information booklet, visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
I've got the article here in front of me. You can go watch the video at prisonplanet.com. Protesters subjected to police choking, pain compliance after Tent State University education. The protesters refused to leave a field and wanted to camp there for the night. Police used chokeholds and pain compliance to disperse them. Just like Tiananmen Square, folks. I mean, they're there protesting the massive increases in fees. They're on the property of the school. They're paying to be there. And you ought to see this footage. And there's other links, and there's hours of this. Just, I mean, they'll choke a woman, a young woman, until she passes out, and then start choking her again. As soon as they pass out, they let go. I'm sure they'll soon just start killing you. Just put a tourniquet, go ahead and haul you up on the line. Be a bunch of dead bodies hanging up, and they'll say, this is freedom. We're helping the civilians. The civilians. You're civilians, too, you idiots. But go watch it. I mean, men in black gloves just choking women. I got footage in Seattle where they do that. Some woman's got a sign peacefully standing there. No protest allowed. Walk over, start choking her. Ah! They're like, ah, yeah, it's freedom. It's America. I mean, just how sick is that? It's so obvious that it's pure evil. And, man, these prisons, they torture the daylights out of people. They basically feed them rotten food unless they agree to have medical testing done on them. It's just all these evils going on that we just accept. But if you think it's bad to these leftists, which is wrong, we got them breaking Christians' arms with nunchucks, twisting. I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it. All right, that's part of the compliance. The arms, you know, does a 180. Compound fractures, you name it. It's all part of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking people's arms. I mean, on purpose. And then federal court saying, yeah, we can do that. No, you can't. Gonzalez says Bush is above the law. He says, and then you got the stuff going on in Camp X-Ray, the stuff going on in Gitmo, the stuff going on in Abu Ghraib and 30-plus other camps in Iraq. I mean, it is brutal stuff. And the Army's own report, 75 to 90% of the people at those camps were families picked up at checkpoints. They think you steal a stick of wood, they bulldoze your car, take you to the camp. And it's admitted that this isn't going to win the hearts and minds. It's to create a warped group of soldiers that will come back here and be our police. I mean, you've lost your soul out there if you think that's normal, raping some man's wife in front of him. If you think that's normal, you're sick. I mean, even I thought sickos even knew it was bad, but no, they think it's good. They're sicker than sick. They're pure evil. Battery acid, ladies and gentlemen. And I can't say any more than that on air. I mean, we're talking about, and that stuff spills over. You know, look at New York. A cop thinks somebody threw a punch at him, so he's going to torture you for 2 hours with a toilet plunger. I mean, where does stuff like that come from? And finally, good cops blew the whistle, and it was 2 hours. How do you, continually? That's hard to do, even for a psychopath. I mean, that's work. You've got to be from a really sick place in yourself to be able to do that. I mean, what happened to this country? Every smart psychopath and nutcase and control freak bully has gone and joined the police force and the military. And most of them aren't bad, but the evil ones are in there, and they're getting promoted by the evil ones that are in control. We're in a process of being warped right now. Dave in Illinois, welcome, sir. Go ahead, Dave.
Ooh.
Dave, go ahead.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, well, it's actually Mike, but thanks.
Hey, I apologize. You got the wrong name, Mike, but it doesn't matter. You're on the air.
That's all right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Alex. I actually got 9/11 Rise of the Police tape from you. I've made about 6 copies, and I just keep them in circulation to everybody that I know. I want to talk about the toll thing real quick, if you got to.
Sure, go ahead.
We had Governor Ryan here, who was, as they do so well in the media, politically assassinated because a piece of a trailer broke off of a semi driving through Michigan or something and went through through a minivan, killed 7 people, and they went after the former governor of the state for that. Well, I live here, and I've paid attention pretty closely since I started to approach voting age to what was going on, since it's my duty as an American to participate. He was really after removing the tolls in the state of Illinois. He had a plan to remove the tolls.
I knew that, yeah.
Over 20 years, and all of a sudden this occurs and they go after him. It would be like going after the owner of McDonald's for some kid selling marijuana out of a drive-through window.
But it's a good little issue for people. I remember that.
One
little mindless, simple... Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. This is important. For those that don't know, in Illinois, they doubled the prices of the tolls overnight. Unless you get the transponder, then it's half price.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here in just a minute, I'm going to go back to Mike in Illinois, who noticed that as soon as their governor came out against toll roads, he got thrown out of office real quick and demonized. Then we'll talk about just the type of corruption we're facing in Central Texas fighting the national toll roads. And the feds admit we're the center of the fight. This is coming to a town near you if it isn't already there. Before we do that, two announcements. It should be up tomorrow. If not tomorrow, it should be up by Thursday. I have shown 9/11, the road to tyranny, twice in Austin and twice in Houston. And one time we showed it in Houston, we turned away 200 people. Literally. The next time, it only filled up about 85% of the theater, so you never know. Here in Austin, it sold out both times. So to fix that problem, June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, at their big, nice downtown theater, and they will be serving food and drinks and all that, because that's what they do at night down there. Really nice. Your own table there to watch the movie. I'll be showing it at 7 o'clock. That means 7 to 7:30 I'll be speaking. Then we'll play the film and have a question and answer. Then at 10 o'clock, I'm going to speak again and have another showing. Two showings. So we can make sure that everybody that comes, you know, if you wanted to buy tickets at the door and you showed up and it was sold out for the first showing, you'd buy one for the second showing and go take your wife to dinner and come back to the 10 o'clock showing. And then we're going to the next Wednesday, the 8th of June, show it at their South Lamar location, which is an even bigger theater. It's a five-screen theater and really nice. They have like a gourmet chef at that one. I sneak out every couple of weeks and go there and eat dinner and watch a movie. I really enjoy it. It's great because I don't really watch TV per se. But that'll be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few days. And I do recommend you buy the tickets online via AlamoDraftHouse.com, secure online ticket service. And they're getting pretty big. They got like 8 theaters now. They're in San Antonio and all over in Houston and Austin and popping up. It's getting real popular, and the owner is a fan. And I may be going all over to different Alamos around Texas showing the film. But I want this to be really successful, and I want to see everybody out there, and I'll be there with my books and tapes and films and all that great stuff, and I'll be giving speeches and taking your questions. So be sure and get ready for that. If you want a hard copy of Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my newest film, my best film, it's really a mini-series, covers the police state, 9/11, and the globalist Nazi connection and the occult connection. It's such an important film. Please call toll-free to get it. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all 12 of my films. Dozens of other films have been authorized to post by other great researchers and authors. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, special reports that are only on the website that aren't even on the TV show, hundreds of audio interviews, Prison Planet, PrisonPlanet.tv. So again, that toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. There's a lot of big discounts. I mean, we're talking about getting the films as low as $5.95 apiece. So when you're on the website, be sure to look at all those specials. Or when you call, be sure and ask about those specials. All right, real fast, going back to Mike in Illinois, according to the Chicago Tribune, 2 million people in one day showed up because they took the toll roads and said double price, double toll if you don't get the transponder. So 2 million people the first day lined up to get their transponders. And here in the state of Texas, they're not going to give us a choice. The bill's in there to put transponders in every car via the inspection sticker in 06. But finish up your comments, Mike.
We're obedient sheeple in the state of Illinois. One of the things that I've really been outspoken for a lot of years on a lot of different issues that I don't feel are just, and have been ridiculed tremendously for it, and I really appreciate you having the medium that you have and using it the way you do. I just want to make one more quick question or one more statement in closing. I stick my neck out a lot when I talk to people, and I had a conversation yesterday with a woman who went to Yugoslavia during communism. And she said she asked people what the deal was with all the armed guards and the soldiers with their machine guns, and they passed it off as that was protection for the people.
Oh, it's always. It wasn't because we're authoritarian and abusive. It's for your safety. There's terrorists.
What bothers me, and I don't understand where the breakdown in the American psyche, and this is the last thing I'll say, and God bless you, Alex. Thank you so much for what you do. We've made it through two nuclear wars, or two world wars, the threat of nuclear annihilation, the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, all of that. And never in this country's history have we ever taken the rights away from everyone.
And they always said, fear not. Now it's fear, fear, give all your rights up.
I don't understand why that's happening, Alex, but we got to stop it. And
well, the globalists said before 9/11.
I'll stand next to you all the way down the ship. It doesn't
matter. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Mike. Take care and keep up the good work. Look. How did I know they were about to attack the World Trade Center? Because the feds cooked the bomb and trained the driver the first time. That's admitted, 93. Because they were on the news going, here's Bin Laden, he's about to attack you. We're going to take your rights when this happens. Okay, repeat after me. When he attacks, we give our rights up, right? I mean, it was like Jim Jones drilling the cult members on how to drink their Kool-Aid. The media was doing this, so I could see all of the indicators, and I said they're going to claim Bin Laden attacks the World Trade Centers. They're going to do all this, call the White House, tell them don't do it. I mean, it wasn't hard. I also had some sources. So, I mean, they're going to do it again. It's going to be even bigger. And unless we expose who's behind it, unless we stop all of the mindlessness and all the debates about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. Unless we really start talking about serious issues. Unless we get focused. All right, Linda Curtis, thanks for holding during that my diatribe and Mike's eloquent comments. But this toll road business is everywhere, and she's one of the commanders over there at the Austin Toll Party fighting this, and it has been quite a soap opera, Linda. There have been a lot of new developments.
Yes, I'm one of the peons here. So the peons all over this Central Texas area are getting organized.
The peon revolt. Look out.
The peon revolt. And here's a mind blower, or maybe not so much to your audience.
The peons are striking back, and they don't like it.
Check this out, Alex. The police union and EMS political action committee
are being used as a front to launder money from the toll company.
Yes, and EMS, last week, they made a major violation. They did not report a $20,000 donation, which is a little over a $100 limit.
Well, and you've had the mayor's aides offering people cash on the sidewalk,
right.
and it's admitted nothing happens.
And we want to know who gave the $20,000 donation. And we want folks all over the Central Texas area to help us raise this question.
Well, let me interrupt you before you get to the cherry on top of the new developments. Can you give us just a rundown of the toll companies hiring politicians' wives and sons the day after they signed the deal? I mean, it's been all over the news, the scams going on that make Mexico look non-corrupt.
Like they have fair elections. Yeah, we have the comptroller of the state of Texas, Carol Strayhorn, put out an 85-page report of the toll authority and said, this is a state-elected official. This is not a bunch of activists. She said, there are major conflicts of interest. The guy that was appointed by the governor has land next to some toll roads that have...
And this is her party that's doing this.
This is her Republican
party. She's a Republican, folks.
There's a fight going on in the Republican Party, I think, as to how corrupt they're going to let it get.
Because they know it's political suicide, but Perry doesn't seem to care.
Well, there was a rally on the steps of the Capitol today, and check this out, rural people and suburbanites and urbanites came together from across the state to try to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. And the tolling of our freeways, apparently, many people believe, is being done to fund this mega boondoggle, $180 billion project.
The Trans-NAFTA corridor was in Time magazine.
Yes. Even Time magazine.
Same issue I was in fighting Swartzy.
Yes.
That's a weird story. I've never told the story, I don't think. Sal Castillo walks up to me in Barnes & Noble. I was in there buying magazines and books, and he goes, Alex, look, we made Time magazine. It was on the cover. And I said, oh, that's neat. So did I. And he goes, what do you mean we were in the same magazine? But even USA Today admits Texas is the fight. It's nationwide. 6,000 miles in Texas, 4,000 on the highways, 2,000 in the cities. Go ahead.
Sal Castello is the fearless leader of the AustinTollParty.com, which is about to transform and go statewide into the TexasTollParty.com. Sal Castello is just a regular guy who decided he wasn't going to take this garbage anymore, and he stood up and said, I'm not going to let it happen, and he organized in his neighborhood, and now there's a wildfire movement going across the city and across the state.
And they admit Texas is the fight, but there's a bunch of these examples, though. We have people on the state board that did this, across the board, pun intended, their family members getting giant multi-hundred-thousand-dollar desk jobs the day after they pass this.
Right, and here's what's going on. Here in Austin, there's a local election taking place. There's three council candidates that we've endorsed in three races, and this is the first test of our electoral power.
But what about the Clear Channel-owned voting machines?
Good question. I'm so glad you asked that.
Very magical.
Here's the deal on the electronic voting. We need to be at the polls this Saturday. And the reason why I asked...
Doing exit polls to match the numbers.
Yes, and to talk to people on the way in to make sure that they know who the real anti-toll road candidates are. Because the real estate developers are flooding the airwaves with confusing messages about who the anti-toll people are. They're claiming, these folks are claiming to be the anti-toll candidates when they're taking big bucks from the toll lobby. And we need to expose
that. That's not most real estate people. This is the big real estate moguls who are going to control the shopping malls and things that are built by knowing where development is.
Right. This is the developers, not the real estate, the realtors. The realtors are with us because they're going to be paying $2,000, $3,000 out of their pocket per year or more on these toll roads.
Yeah, they drive more than the average, so it's going to be worse.
So I wanted to give people our number early in this. We're at area code 512-371-9926, or go to austintollparty.com. I want to see a flood of people in our office over the next couple of days getting signs
sure.
and materials and getting set up to be at the 300 polling sites so we can start monitoring. And here's the other answer to your question, Alex. Next March, the county clerk is going to be up for re-election. She brought in these electronic voting machines without a paper trail. They
Dana
De
Dubois.
Dana De Bourgeois. I call her Dana De Bourgeois. Dana De Bourgeois. We need to run candidates, maybe even several of them, on several different slots to publicize what she has done and to try to take her out. She's been in office over 20 years. She needs to go.
I mean, these people are fixtures, and she's been caught in election fraud. It's even been in the paper. Now, quickly, the latest stuff. I mean, we have federal and state laws here that you got to say who the money's coming from, but so many candidates are afraid to take toll money from the toll companies. Because they know how unpopular, 90%+ against it, so they're fencing it. That's the term for the police and EMS unions. Tell us all about it.
They're hiding behind the badge, and the police put out this mailer saying, here are the pro-safety candidates.
And so now we're seeing toll roads for safety.
Right. They don't mention, they say back to basics. They don't mention that one of the basics that they're touting actually is toll roads, but they won't say it up front because it's become unbelievably unpopular.
Have we defeated that transponder bill yet?
Not yet, as far as I know.
Man, we're in trouble. Next year we'll be getting our inspection stickers, folks, with a chip in it.
The only recourse we have is to use the ballot box now and try to take back the ballot box next year when we can actually...
But is anybody going to get in trouble? I mean, I guess Ronnie Earle's all part of this. He's not going to... People need to go to jail over this.
Right. There's going to be a flurry of litigation, lawsuits, all kinds of stuff. And we'll see where Ronnie winds up after this election. But Wes Benedict got his lawsuit filed. Wes is running for city council here with our support, Margot Clark, with our support, Casey Walker. And I really beg your listeners to get on the phone, get on your email networks, and let the people know what's going on and get them to the polls. Very few people are going to vote in this election. Our network can have a major, major impact.
Yeah, you got 40-something thousand signatures, so you should be able to get those folks out to vote if they know how to vote or where to vote. Now, let me just add this point. The Austin Chronicle poses as this voice of Austin alternative paper. It's very powerful here in town, but Lewis Black, the owner, is in with all the establishment people.
You bet.
They continue to attack people that are against the toll roads, 93% of Austinites in polls. And that horrible, disgusting hit piece in this week's Chronicle is an abomination demonizing our movement
yes.
to fight the toll roads. I mean, they are despicable.
They are despicable, and they're the most vicious, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, the Statesman, owned by Cox News Service, is much better than them.
Right, and I believe that the Chronicle is concerned that our movement, is exposing the fact that they sold out to the establishment a long time ago. We are threatening their little niche to sell their newspaper.
Their little hegemony.
Excuse me?
Their little hegemony.
Exactly, and a lot of people are stopping reading their political coverage because it's so stupid and disgusting.
Well, I mean, they always, 90% of the time, weigh in on the establishment side.
They are anti-populist, anti-independent-minded to the core. So we need to come together. I was so thrilled to have you at the Tunes Not Tolls event last week, because you brought in a lot of people to that event, Alex, and we had people from the right, from the center, from the left. The paradigm is shifting. It's the people versus the people at the bottom versus the people at the top. No longer a left, center, right paradigm. And we need to keep building this, because they're doing, the last thing they want to see happen is people like us come together on some fundamental issues.
Since 96, I've been talking about the transponders, the toll roads, the thumb scanning, the grid, because I have the, this is the grid, Linda. This is the fight. This is a key area. And AustinTollParty.com, when are you going to launch the Texas Toll Party?
In the next couple of days.
And believe me, folks, why this is important, the exact stuff we're facing is now in embryonic or even in more advanced stages in your city, in your state. Believe me, if you investigate it, you'll find out it's happening. And this is so important. Linda Curtis, I want to thank you for coming on. We'll have you on again as this develops.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless. You can find out more about the true anti-toll candidates at AustinTollParty.com. We're fighting. We're taking action. And the establishment is pulling their hair out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'll be doing my TV show tonight, and then, of course, after this show, I'm doing Jack Blood's program today, and then I'm going to be on with Jeff Rentz for 2 hours, and I got another interview I'm squeezing in between that. But you know what? I got plenty of news and info to cover, and I'm fired up about it. Let's try to take a few final calls here on this Tuesday edition. Don't forget, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Central Time. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philly. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex. It's been a while. I want to talk about the public ownership of the land, of the roads that are being turned over to these toll companies.
It's not free market. And by the way, the TxDOT documents, and others in other states, but Texas documents, show they have plenty of money. It's a sweetheart deal where they just, yeah. It's like the Soviet Union, they just hand it over to the oligarchs.
Now, this is what I came across.
You'll still pay taxes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is what I came across. I came across this article in the American Academic American Encyclopedia, and briefly it says that, that the states are not allowed to own public lands except for Texas, which agreed to join the Union in 1845 only if it retained its public lands. Now, is that an accurate statement, Alex? Individual states do not own public
lands. Yeah, but they ignore, exactly, but you know, that is in there. I was aware of that. It's funny you mentioned that. But they don't follow their own laws. I mean, they look at the police and EMS unions engaging in money laundering.
So my point is that there's been a breakdown of, there's been a tremendous, with the complexity of government, there's been a breakdown in understanding the basic law, and people follow the Bible literally. Why can't they follow the Constitution literally?
Well, if you don't follow it to the letter, you don't follow any of it.
Yeah.
It's the same for both documents.
But it's only happening because the laws are becoming too complex to grasp, and people are not...
It's designed to make everybody a criminal. They pass over a million new laws every year, state, federal, local. Thanks for the call. And, I mean, now we've got all these private groups getting private police forces, and then they pay off politicians to give them governmental power, but then they don't have the same rules. And here's another wrinkle before we talk to Don. Another wrinkle in all of this. I haven't done a poll of the police and firemen, but they're usually even more conservative than the general public. It's like 90-something percent of cops are against gun control, but most of the police unions are against the Second Amendment. I guarantee you the EMS and police unions, I guarantee you those members, the vast majority, don't want toll roads. They don't want to pay a couple grand a year to drive in Austin, a couple grand a year outside Austin. That's the admitted numbers. 1,800 inside, 2,000 outside, 3,800 total, average family. They don't want to do that. But their union took their money. And if I was a police officer, I'd be real mad, especially if I was one of these EMS workers. Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead.
Just got a quick heads up. I get a daily email on what's going to be on Nightline. And tonight they're going to talk about the First Amendment and the people that, like the journalists that the CIA wants to arrest and stuff like that for not giving up their sources, but they're not going after Novak. That's what's going to be about tonight. I had it up on my computer, but my
computer. Novak, who's the leaker that got a bunch of CIA agents
Claims.
Killed.
Right.
But that was under Rove's orders, so it's okay.
Oh, well, that's on Nightline anyways tonight, so I'd keep an eye on it.
Good job. Appreciate that. Jeff, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Bye, con Dios. Appreciate that call. Folks, I go out on the AM and FM band, a lot of new affiliates. We get new stations in areas where people listen on shortwave over the Internet or satellite by you calling those local stations and asking them to pick the show up. We also, and we get a lot of new affiliates because of you. Thank you. You can also listen on Global Shortwave at night at 3210, during the day at 9.985, and the first 2 hours, third hour, 9.975. And as always, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.net. By the way, a lot of the same news is on the sites, but different news is on some of the sites as well. So you might have, say, 70% of the same news on all my sites, all four, then 30% or 25% will be different. So check them all out today. All right, my friends, just get out there and take on the New World Order and stand up for freedom.